This goes to Dr. Terry Ball, B-A-L-L, fax 989-775-6472, regarding Patricia McKillop. It's M like Mary, C, capital K-I-L-L-I-P. Date of birth 2/15/1952. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. McKillop with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and a small left kidney. Her last visit was July 19th of 2021. She has been feeling well since she was last seen, other than she got a mild COVID infection in November of 2021. Symptoms were more like a cold. They lasted up to 5 days, and they did resolve completely. She has gained about 6 pounds also since her last visit, and she's feeling 100% better. She was vaccinated with two messenger RNA vaccinations prior to getting COVID infection. Her biggest complaint is she's having dark-colored urine with an odor and some cloudiness noted. And she probably does need a urinalysis and a culture and sensitivity to be sure she doesn't have a urinary tract infection. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. The only changes are she's now on potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalent twice a day, and vitamin D3, 50,000 units once weekly. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her height or her weight is 144 pounds and blood pressure is 134 over 80. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 3rd of 2022. And her creatinine is 1.1, which is actually baseline. Sodium is 148, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 26.6, calcium 9.7, albumin is 4.1. Liver enzymes are mildly elevated, SGPT 58, SGOT is 49. Calcium 9.9, albumin 4.2, and hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, small left kidney. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet. She's going to discuss with you her dark-colored urine that has an odor and that is slightly cloudy. She should need a urinalysis and a culture and sensitivity. She may have a UTI that will require treatment. And she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.